Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Julie Carrico, C-A-R-R-I-C-O. Address is 2165 ALGONKIN Avenue, number 4, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-413-3104, ID is XXX00370, date of birth is 11/25/1971, 50-year-old, married, nurse, Orville Hospital, pharmacy is, I'm sorry, her insurance is Blue Cross slash Blue Shield. Pharmacy is Rite Aid dash Mangrove. It's addressed to Ken Gillen, G-I-L-L-E-N-P-A. Paradise Medical Group, 6460 A Pence Road, Paradise, California, 95969-3673. Phone is 530-872-6650. Fax 530-877-2196. The clinical indication, right lower extremity persistent motor weakness despite extensive physical therapy. Comorbid medical problems, list these vertically. Morbid obesity, and then below that should say type 2 diabetes. Then below that should say mild hypertension. Below that should say hypothyroidism. Below that, it should say history of lumbar radiculopathy. Below that, it should say weakness of right leg. Below that, it should say dyslipidemia. Next list is medications. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams. BASA. GLAR quick pen 100 units per milliliter. Units sub-Q once daily. Next is BD insulin syringe. Next is BD ultra fine short pen needle. Next is blood glucose strips. Next is gabapentin 100 milligram capsules, 2 to 3 tabs, Q12 hours for pain. Next is Humalog quick pen 100 units insulin. SQ. Inject 10 units subcutaneously 3 times a day. Sliding scale. Below that, Latanoprost, L-A-T-A-N, OPROST. Eye drops, below that, at levothyroxine, 137 microgram tablets. Below that, lisinopril, 10 milligram tablets. Below that, metformin, 1,000 milligram tablets twice a day. Below that, nystatin, 1,000 units. Below that, ProAir FHA. Aerosol inhaler, 2 puffs, 4 times a day, PRN. Below that, Trulicity, 1.5 milligrams, so 0.5 milliliters, subcutaneous injector. Inject 0.5 milliliters subcutaneous weekly. Below that, venlafaxine, extended release 75 milligram capsules, 24 hours, once daily. Below that, vitamin D3, vitamin C, zinc. Dear Ken Gill and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Julie Carrico who was seen initially on July 26, 2022 in consideration of her presentation with motor weakness on the right despite many weeks of physical therapy. New paragraph. She does have a history of back pain and completed lumbar MR imaging at Enloe Medical Center, North Valley Imaging Center, on April 1, 2022, which showed diffuse congenital lumbar spinal canal stenosis with no significant nerve foraminal or nerve root impingement. New paragraph. Her neurological examination demonstrated reduced distal deep tendon reflexes in the lower extremities with mild sensory hypoesthesia to testing in her feet and lower legs with no other unusual neurological findings. New paragraph. Her laboratory testing, completed as recently as May 1, 2022, showed evidence of hypothyroidism with an elevated TSH of 6.3, for which she was reinitiated. We adjusted on her thyroid medicine to 0.150 milligrams of L-thyroxine. A new paragraph. Her chemistry panel showed borderline hypocalcemia with reduced albumin level and total protein, as well as evidence for dyslipidemia with elevated total cholesterol, reduced HDL cholesterol, increased LDL cholesterol, non-HDL cholesterol, and normal triglycerides. New paragraph. She was seen today for neurological follow-up and electrodiagnostic testing. New paragraph, adjustment of her medicinal and thyroid regimen has not produced any particular changes. New paragraph. Right lower extremity, initial electrodiagnostic testing of the perineal motor and sensory, tibial motor and sural sensory nerves, as well as perineal and tibial spinal F-wave responses and the right tibial H reflex were all accomplished. And showed evidence of reduced conduction velocities of the perineal and tibial nerves with delayed distal latencies and delayed latencies of the superficial perineal and sural nerves with otherwise normal conduction velocities, dash findings that would be consistent with a distal demyelinating that is with findings of delayed tibial H reflexes and reduced amplitudes of the F wave responses, findings consistent with a demyelinating distal neuropathy or mixed polyneuropathy, period. New paragraph. In consideration of her clinical history and presentation and these findings, comprehensive laboratory testing for neuropathy has been requested. New paragraph. She's scheduled for a follow-up appointment with those results for further for evaluation of any further recommendations. And sign respectfully with my professional signature.